Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Greg Blaze, host of Cutting the Curd. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
And welcome back to Roberta's Radio. I am Jack Inslee, and we're back this week. And as you might be able to gather from the theme, we're Christmas-related this week. And not only are we Christmas-related this week, but we also have Anthony Falco back in the studio. And you do hopefully know what that means. That means it's Falco talk.
Falco.
Talk.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. A lot of big Christmas news here in Bushwick. I'm very happy to have a special guest here to talk about all this. I have Amy and Jesse from Kings County Bar, our neighbors for many years.
Hello.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Before we get into all of the Christmas-related issues that we have to deal with today, I just want to start off. All Falco Talk interviews start with the same question every time. And that question is, what is your favorite pizza?
I do like the Jesus Christ.
But it doesn't have to be a Roberta's pizza. It just could be any pizza, a genre. It could be a specific place.
I like dirty Jersey pizza. Black olives, anchovies, super greasy. Hold it up, falls down also.
Ooh, black olives, anchovies. That's a great...
That's an answer.
Yeah, that's a very...
What about you, Jesse?
That's a very adult pizza combination.
That's an adult pizza. Don't kill me, but I was born in Chicago, and I love the deep dish pizza.
I'm sorry, I have to kill you now. That's it.
And show's over.
Show's over. Take him out. Hey, deep dish, that's a thing. It's a real... you know what I don't understand is when people say, you know, that's not pizza. It's like, no, it's...
That's super pizza.
It's pizza. It's a thing. Someone calling it pizza, like, it's definitely pizza. So when deep dish, is that like the one with the crust, or is it a thick... dough?
It's a thicker dough. It's a much thicker dough than what you guys do here, but yeah. It's also, I mean, it's more like a traditional pie. That's how deep it is with the filling.
Ooh.
And there's a place called Eduardo's in Chicago, which is one of the original deep dish spots, and they make a pretty awesome spinach pizza there, which is what I grew up on when I was a little kid.
It's like spinach and then like a obscene amount of cheese. Right?
A lot of
That's
cheese.
That's kind of the thing. And the pad up for the Chicago winners, right?
Exactly.
That's cool. I mean, I'm into it. I'm all pizza all comers. You know, I like to do at Roberta's when no one's watching is... take like a dough that's meant to make a 12-inch pizza and then put it in like an 8-inch pan and then cook it like it's a pan pizza and put cheese on the key is to put cheese on the edge so it melts
it
down and it creates like a cheese cracker all the way.
Oh God, you're making me hungry.
Yeah.
We're verging on pizza porn here.
Yeah, that's how we like to start off. So, all right, very good. You guys both passed with flying colors on your pizza.
Congratulations.
Yes, your pizza answers.
Oh, thank you.
So should we cover the news?
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. Because, guys, breaking news. SantaCon 2014 will be descending on the neighborhood of Bushwick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. So, I mean, as bar owners, this is news that's very specific to you guys. How will you be opening your arms wide for the SantaCon masses?
Well, considering that I believe they start at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. to
no
2 p.m.
No way in hell. There's no way in hell we're opening at 10 a.m. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, the fact that they're having their event from 10 to 2 and the majority of bars around here don't open until, I'm going to say afternoon being generous, but most of them probably closer to four.
I mean, when
it's like they don't have any familiarity with where they're even coming to.
Yeah. I mean, when I bartended, and it was in Williamsburg, it was because this was like 6 years ago. We didn't know until five.
Right.
You know, it was five. I came in and I was five to five. That was my shift, you know?
That's how adults drink.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Yes. So 10. Yeah. And the other thing is, if you're open at 10 a.m. in Bushwick, you're probably serving brunch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have room for a bunch of drunken Santas.
Nobody wants to eat brunch next to a bunch of drunken Santas. And, you know, basically, you know, bring in thousands and thousands of people who have zero connection to the neighborhood for an event organized by people with no connection to the neighborhood to trash the place, be the annoying guest at the party, and then anonymously slip away so that we can clean up the mess. That's mm-hmm. what we feel.
Yeah, that was the sentiments of our councilman, Rafael Espinal Jr., who his comments were basically like, Bushwick's doing fine. You know, for the argument that we need business coming to the bars is we're doing great.
We don't need you to take a dump on our neighborhood.
Yeah, we don't need
for your pleasure.
And we prefer things like Bushwick Open Studios. You know,
absolutely.
Which is like an actual cultural event, you know, and it's not.
Yeah.
Which we welcome all those newcomers with open arms too, yeah. because they're actually interested in what the people that live here are doing.
Do you have?
They don't piss in the streets either.
Yeah.
This is. You know what I have to say? The number one thing I've read, I was reading up because I take this show very seriously. So I was reading up on the SantaCon event here, and public urination was, I have to say, probably one of the number one. Categories that was brought up when they were talking about. So anyways, public urination, vomiting number
the
two.
The vomit is also my
vomit
my
fest. As I was a quote, vomit fest.
Forget it.
It's probably best known for vomiting, yeah. even if urination is more frequent.
Fighting. And Can then I there was xenophobia and misogyny.
Whoa.
You know.
Oh, please. All of my regulars are like, I'm not leaving the house because I'm just going to get heckled and harassed.
Good. Yeah.
Well, Falco, I want to rewind for a second. So okay. sort of what prompted us to do this show was after that news came out, Betsy from Pearls put up a message online stating like pretty boldly that she was not going to participate. She was supposed to be here, but maybe we should roll the tape, the statement
that
she made.
Betsy has to say.
I would love to hear that.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Betsy Mayer. I am the owner and operator of Pearls Social and Billy Club. It's a bar in Bushwick on Star Street and St. Nicholas Avenue. We will definitely not be participating in SantaCon this year, as will several of the other bars around, including our partner bar, Three Diamond Door. After working in the East Village and the Lower East Side for many, many, many years in bars and dealing with SantaCon people, it's just... I know what a total shit show it is. It's kind of like St. Patrick's Day in winter, and we just don't want to deal with it. I don't want drunk people puking and pissing themselves and running around in Santa costumes. And most importantly, there's a lot of little kids in this neighborhood who still believe in Santa Claus, I presume. And for them to see them fighting each other and passing out in a pool of their own vomit and all of that, it's just disgusting, and I want no part of it, so we definitely will not be allowing anyone dressed as Santa Claus in our bar, which is Pearls Social and Billy Club, so don't come here dressed as Santa Claus. There is a community board meeting tomorrow for Community Board 4, which several of us bar owners in the neighborhood will be attending. It's at 6 p.m., the corner of Linden Street and Wilson Avenue. So if anyone wants to come, voice their opinions about this to the community board, tomorrow would be the time.
That's awesome. That's perfect. Like the point you make about the kids is one that no one else realizes. And that's like...
That's the main thing that I hate. I can clean up puke, but like, are you kidding me? Like, how fucking sad is that?
Yeah.
How terrible is that? Can you imagine if you were a kid and you saw that? Like, that would just be horrible.
Exactly.
And there's so many little kids here. Like, you should have seen Halloween. It was just, you know, up and down the block. These teeny little, like, fairies and pirates and you know, SpongeBob SquarePants, and they're so cute. And to completely destroy that, it's ridiculous. I think SantaCon should be banned, period, but definitely should not be coming to a residential neighborhood like this.
Strong words.
Yeah, you know, and actually, one of the things when I was reading about SantaCon, it was former police commissioner Ray Kelly, and he was saying when he was commenting about it that he actually brought up the same point about the kids. He said that these kind of events are what makes New York. You know, I mean, that's what most public officials in New York say is like, you know, yes, crazy shit happens in New York. That's what makes New York great. But he said, but you know what? It's not very cool for little kids to watch Santas duke it out in the streets and, like, you know, puke in the streets and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I think it speaks to the larger kind of, like, the point. And what I'd like to delve into, Jack, is, like, how did SantaCon become to be known as the piss puke fest? You know, bar crawl.
Right.
Was it always that way?
No, because, you know, I looked into this too, and it certainly didn't start that way. It had much different origins, and somewhere along the line, I guess, it turned into this. Luckily, we have an anonymous former Santa, somebody that was really involved in close to the early days of SantaCon before it turned into what it turned into. So I guess I will introduce, we'll call them Santa, former Santa. Former Santa on line 3.
How you doing? Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome. Welcome to Roberta's Radio.
Hey, Santa.
Thank you.
So, what... you were involved, I guess, in SantaCon from the really early days, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was involved in year one in New York City, but just about year one, maybe two or three.
And what did it start as?
Well, it started in San Francisco as an event formed by the Cacophony Society, and it was designed to be sort of a culture jam, an anti-commercial, you know, a backlash to the buy frenzy that Christmas has become. And it was just about a dozen people, and They just sort of went into department stores and were like, don't, you know, they're buy more stuff. It was definitely nothing at all like it is now.
As a member of the hospitality business, the service industry, this is the point that, you know, that I think we're all kind of saying together is, okay, so it is a culture jam, and we as members of the hospitality business, what we do is we open up our businesses, we open up our you know, environments to guests to come in, and it's part of what makes the culture of any given city, and especially New York, is the bars and the restaurants. So that, though, like, jamming us doesn't really do anything to stop this, like, you know, capitalistic, you know, binge.
It wasn't designed to jam bars or restaurants. It was more like in response to the whole Black Friday, that kind of mindset that everyone needs to go out and go into debt just to celebrate this holiday, when in fact it really should be about family, and it should be about your friends, and it should be about giving, not necessarily spending.
Yeah.
So where along the way did it turn into a drinking holiday?
Well, I mean, I'm a bartender, and I've worked St. Patrick's Day, so I understand the fear of the puke fest, and I would say that it probably turned a corner, like, 2005 was probably the first really frighteningly massive SantaCon, and then from there it just sort of got exponentially worse. The phenomenon of these kids taking buses into Port Authority from upstate and arriving at 9 a.m. already falling down drunk, that probably started happening, I'd say, 2007, 2008, maybe. But the scariest thing for me, because this has always been my favorite day of the year, and I call it one of my high holidays because I just love to run around in costumes, is that it's, well, it's gotten so terrible here, it hasn't yet in most of the other places where it happens, and we are sort of setting the standard for the entire country to freak out about anybody dressed up as Santa, which is super unfortunate because there are lots of places that do, you know, charitable things and, you know, It's just scary to me that it could devolve across the whole country or around the world even.
Is there a incarnation of SantaCon that stays true to these values? I mean, is there a group of Santas that's going to go to Herald Square and, like, stand in front of, like, Uniqlo and, like, you know, like... yell at people to like not like love their families and not buy
somebody that's going to come on Black Friday.
Yeah,
and tell
exactly.
Them, this is not allowed.
Is that happening anywhere?
Well, I you know the sad along with it, everything else about it being sad is that the original idea behind this the Cacophony Society was that anybody could be Santa, anybody could go out and culture jam and my thing now is I'm trying to encourage people to start something new because this is played out, this is over, it jumps the shark, and right. You know, everyone's on high alert to ban Santa, so start something new, do something else that is similar but not the same so that you don't get banned from your local neighborhood bars.
Interesting. I'll be looking out for that.
I mean, there are people, there's a conversation on one of the listservs I'm on about reverse trick-or-treating, where on Halloween, these people in certain towns, instead of going door-to-door and collecting candy, they go door-to-door and give things. You know, there's a lot of ways to interact with society that make a point. I just think that this point was lost a long time ago, and now it's just, as it's become a, more of a college thing. And I mean, there's the fratification of a lot of things these days. You know, Halloween's gotten that way. Costume in a bag. No one makes an effort. Everybody just throws up on Halloween now too.
Yep.
Which is one of my other high holidays. So I'm getting down to just maybe like just the mermaid parade is all that's left. Although that'll be a frat fest, I'm sure, by next year. So it's scary to me because it's all of my things that are getting ruined.
Well, are you going to be dressing up as Santa this year?
Yes, but not in New York.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to another city. I've done Santa Cons in Sacramento and in San Francisco as well as New York. And I've done Halloween things also outside the city. And, you know, I'm one of those people who can go to Mardi Gras and not even go to Bourbon Street and who never saw any boobs. You know, in exchange for beads, because that while there, that's the part of it that gets on television, and certainly the brawl that went viral of Santa, you know, fighting on the corner of Avenue A and 10th Street last year. It really isn't everyone doing that. It is just a small minority. But Santa, you know, a few puking Santas gives all Santas a bad name.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely saw a couple going at it, you know, on Delancey Street that last, I think it was maybe last year. So what is your feeling on the Santas that will be descending upon Bushwick? Are you pro SantaCon Bushwick 2014, or do you think that they should, you know, really try and get back to the roots and go jam some culture of consumerism out there?
Well, I'm not sure that it's possible anymore to go back to the roots just because of the sheer size. I think that the idea Santa had, of taking the whole scene to Bushwick sounded like a good idea because the theory is that those kids who usually travel down from Albany won't jump on a subway and go to Bushwick. I tend to think they will. But if everyone in Bushwick decides not to let Santa in the way all the bars in the East Village have done, then Santa's going to be standing in the street, and that could be worse.
Yeah, it's going to be some, you know,
Santa's in the
some cold puking Santa's in the street.
Mm, oh boy. God!
Yeah. Well, you're a good Santa guest, anonymous guest. Thank you for thanks for joining in and giving some perspective to this whole thing. Falco, what do you
sure.
say we take a quick break and come back with some more thoughts?
Hey, that sounds great.
All right, awesome. This is Roberta's Radio. I'll remind you that we're live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org. You can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Welcome back to Roberta's Radio. It's Christmas here in the studio. And I'm going to pass it back over to Falco. I think we have a phone guest. Is that right?
Oh, man. Yeah. This is, we got the interviews of bar owners of Bushwick continue. We really want to know what the community thinks. So I'm happy to have Montana on the line.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I've been better. I'm a little under the weather, but trucking along.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. I know you're not feeling well right now. First of all, I'd just like to say congratulations on Montana's Trail House. It's by all accounts great
success. Thank you so much.
So are you going to be welcoming the Santas with open arms at 10 a.m.?
Oh, definitely not. Hell no. They're not getting anywhere near the trail house.
Yeah. There we go.
That's no another way, vote man. For
it's
no.
Just, too much of a liability, and I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's disrespectful, and just to say that they're going to be there without even asking, or, you know, so it's a lot of people. It's a lot of mess to clean up, and, you know, it's like, we're already trying to clean up the neighborhood as it is, and to clean up after like 30,000 people just sounds like a nightmare.
Is this something that you've dealt with before? I mean, did you ever bartend in the East Village and deal with SantaCon in the past?
I did bartend in the East Village, but never during SantaCon. But I've heard nightmares and seen pictures, and
yeah.
I love the charity aspect of it, but I think there's like a million other ways to be charitable than to just destroy a neighborhood. And, you know, sure, like, you know, have a good time and everything like that, but I don't know, I just, it's not my thing. Also, yeah, I don't know.
Well, that sounds like we've got two votes for no in the community.
Well, three, I mean.
We're going to have, like, a giant menorah out front and just, like, burning bright, just yep. In our defensive light.
Awesome. Well, there you go, Santas. There's a another stop to check off your list for SantaCon Bushwick 2014.
Well, so you said three, so I guess Roberta's is officially
well,
not
we
serving.
Got Kings County, Pearls.
Yep. Oh, right, Pearls.
Now Montana's. I mean, what was three, Diamond Door? That's four.
That's four.
Really? Oh, and Roberta's. Yes, I'm here to officially come out and say that Roberta's is not welcoming.
Yay!
The Santas. We've actually, we had already, before we found out about this, we had been planning for a while, something that we've been doing for quite, I think like probably 3 or 4 years now. This is the Roberta's Holiday Market, where we get local vendors.
For Montana.
Sorry, I'm on radio.
So I actually have Brandon Hoy on the line, co-owner of Roberta's. Who
oh,
I
what's
guess,
up, bro?
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, you there?
Heritage Radio Network.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up, dudes?
What's up, dude?
What up?
What up? I'm at my house.
You ready to get your SantaCon on?
I don't think anyone is. That's a deafening silence of no. No interest in getting SantaCon on.
Yeah, so Brandon,
I'm
we
the
just...
only teenage Santa of Bushwick. That's what I gotta say, first of all. There's only one. There'll only be one Santa Claus in Bushwick. That's me.
It's got the beard.
Only one.
So
Brandon, many.
Hey, Brandon, so maybe you want to elaborate a little bit on why Roberta's is not participating.
Well, because we're actually having a frat party that day. we're having a beer bong competition, and I just thought the two would get in the way of each other. Also, in takeout and delivery, we're doing we're having a Star Wars convention.
And that's just disrespectful to our beer bonging competition, I think.
SantaCon disrespectful to beer bonging competition?
Yeah.
Is that happening again this year?
You guys have no chance. I mean, you guys have no chance.
They're all amateurs.
Frat boys.
Yeah. I mean, these are our, this is our community.
I don't know. We won for the
boys.
Second chance last year.
That's Santa's would not stand a chance at Beer Fest.
That is the truth. We did win.
But you guys I would say cleaned up, but nothing actually ended up being cleaned up. It was really like puked up, I guess. You guys drank
vomit everywhere.
Drank heroically. I'll say that. Drank heroically.
There's already gonna be plenty of vomit in the streets. Like, let it be our own. You know.
Exactly.
This is the truth. If we're going to be vomiting on each other, let us know who we're vomiting on.
We don't need tourist vomit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
homogenized vomit. The vomit of one man.
Well, both you guys
can actually drink. They don't puke over again.
Both you guys sound like you might actually need to vomit here soon. So I hope you're both feeling better soon. Yeah. And I would like to actually just give out some details to what Roberta's will be doing instead of SantaCon. Is we have the Roberta's Holiday Market. As I said, we've been doing for many years. It's going to be Friday, December 12th, and Saturday, December 13th, from 5 to 10 on Friday. And from noon to 6 on Saturday, we're going to have a lot of vendors from around the neighborhood with jewelry, vintage, home goods, cards, ceramics. And come get a gift.
Which is Vanessa actually the main reason why we don't want to participate in any way in SantaCon.
See, if we didn't have...
The last thing I want is like a bunch of drunk Santas vomiting on somebody's handcrafted jewelry or soap.
Yeah, or artisanal jelly.
Although if they need to buy soap for any reason, we'll sell it to them out front.
Absolutely. They can text in their orders for...
text your order.
For baked goods and small batch bitters and ricotta cheesecakes.
Anthony, I don't know if this already came up, but Anthony had the best idea, which was to just like... lure them into the backyard and trap them.
Yeah, I was thinking we would have like an entrance.
Make a fake bar somewhere and say, hey, we want to participate in SantaCon. We have half-off drinks. And then lure them all into the bar and lock the door on them.
Yeah, I mean, SantaCon quarantine, really, essentially. I mean, I was...
Yeah. Hey, guess what, guys? We trapped them all. Trapped 500 Santa Clauses.
Yeah, enjoy your Sunday, motherfuckers.
In one bar.
We actually had a similar idea at King's. We just weren't sure what we were going to do with them once we got them in there.
Yeah, you have to have a big space.
Pay-per-view. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe there we can talk to a wrecking yard around the corner or something. And just, like, put your sign out.
I was thinking reality show Survival of the Fittest, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, dude, I would pay to see some SantaCon
Hunger
to the death.
Games. Yeah.
the other idea instead of half off drinks was 500% up drinks. So every drink is over $100. You guys can get a Budweiser. Yeah, it's going to be $150.
Yeah, Bushwick's largest urinal trough. Free of no cover charge.
See, I'm thinking though, even if they go through with it, isn't Bushwick too far from Penn Station and Port Authority? Like, won't they just get lost if they come out here?
Yeah. Well, it's also not set up in a linear way. It's not like you can just walk down Broadway and there's 100 places. Like, you have to. It's a circuitous route.
But... I think that's part of the problem.
I mean, 30,000 people in like a mile, a square mile. I mean,
oh, forget it. And all of them asking where the subway is. Oh.
You know.
Bushwick is definitely the best place to start picking off Santa Clauses.
Get a rifle and rock salt. So, yeah,
the organizers say they have these codes of conduct to make sure no one, you know, does anything ridiculous like puke in the street. But in a place like this where everyone's just wandering around, there's no way they're going to be able to keep it under control.
No.
No way. Not even with their secret Santa police.
Yeah, right.
The elf Gestapo.
I do want to say also that we reached out to the official New York City SantaCon.
Oh, what'd they say?
And they responded that they appreciate my request to have us on the radio, but it's a very busy time of year in Santa's toy shop, and they won't be able to join in on the conversation. Most answers to my questions can be found in Santa's press statement.
Okay. Go to our FAQs. Very yeah, nice, Santa.
Very nice. And to Falco's point he made before the show, it's like, if they're really trying to raise money for charity, wouldn't you want to take every press opportunity you could and, like, be transparent about what you're doing?
Or, if they have such strong numbers, why can't they just actually go to the Jacob Javits Convention Center, anywhere else, and actually be a Santa convention, and they could get liquor sponsors, they could do a bunch of stuff and raise a ton of money.
Yeah,
they want it instead
warm,
of...
They could puke everywhere.
They could just make the floors wet.
Tied up in a nice bun.
Guys, I challenge Santa Claus, every single Santa Claus, to the ice bucket challenge tomorrow.
Puke bucket challenge.
Puke bucket, yeah, exactly. But you're right, it's not even a convention if they don't have a place to go, right?
Right, I mean, I think that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea.
Well, they're going to get here at 10 a.m. Like, what place in Bushwick is open at 10 a.m.?
I don't know.
When it's
Tina's,
50.
Tina's going to kill them. Tina. Oh, my kill God. Them.
Tina doesn't want that.
Oh, poor Tina, wow.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when it's 50 or 100 people doing a bar crawl is fine and it's fun. When it's, you know, 20 or 30,000, like, yeah, you need to put that inside a venue somewhere.
I think somebody should give Tina a heads up because I'm guessing nobody's sent her.
I'm working tonight. I'll hit her on the way home.
Yeah, worry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that the... I think it's a poor idea. I mean, I don't think there's the infrastructure. I mean, if you think about the... I mean, the East Village has, like, the highest per capita amount of bars of, like, any zip code in New York.
I mean,
Bushwick has went from what I understand, what the community board was receiving, like, 100 bar applications, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and now they're receiving, like, tens of thousands. And they haven't been built yet. I mean, the idea of Bushwick as this, like, giant bar hopping land is there, but I don't think that there actually are enough bars to support 30,000.
Forget it. And the majority of new places,
also,
they're one bathroom.
They're going to run into a conflicting problem. It's also the same day as Suge Knight-a-con.
Which is coincidentally every Saturday night.
which could be fun. Somebody should probably videotape that.
Oh, man.
I think we have videos of that, Brandon. I don't know. Yeah. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, there's the security footage from Bushwick is going to be solid gold this weekend. It's going to be really nice.
Whoa,
it's gonna be like straight out of The Warriors. It's gonna be like, oh, here's a group of Santa Claus and a group of Suge Knight. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, the clown crawl is gonna. Yeah, I'd like to see that happen. The Juggalo crawl.
Well, Falco, you were telling me a story about the
clown
crawl. Falco, you told me a story about the clown.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. So
yeah, tell that story.
When I was bartending, I used to bartend in Seattle, and there was a clown crawl. That's my only really, like, that's what always comes into my mind when I think about what would happen if I was bartending SantaCon. But it's way more frightening because what would happen is, like, five clowns would come into your bar, and they would all have makeup kits with them. So you would be bartending, five clowns come in, you get some drinks for them, you turn around, you dip, you know, you go into the well, and you come up and there's seven clowns. And then all of a sudden you turn around again and there's like 10 clowns. And then, like, the person you're bartending next is now a clown. It was a very frightening experience. It was a lot of the same stuff. Like, they, you know, there was, like, the original clowns that started doing it, who were, like, performers and really just into dressing up and doing weird, freaking out the establishment. And then it just became like a frat boy pub crawl, you know, and it was terrible. There was a huge backlash. And then I think some of the clowns died in, like, a house party incident.
This is a sad story over here.
Seattle's a very sad place. I don't know if you guys know this, but... So
you think the Santas are going to be recruiting new Santas? That's, like, our worst nightmare.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you could fit, like, five beards in your pocket, really, when you think about it.
Got one right now.
You know, there's a 99-cent store. It's like, boom, just throw them in there. Five come out.
It's like eight reindeers walking down the street.
That's it's a frightening prospect.
What happened to the good old-fashioned pub crawl where morbidly obese men rode their rascal scooters from bar to bar?
pitching themselves.
Spreading goodwill.
They all start dressing up as clowns and Santa Claus.
Can't you just
go from bar to bar wearing normal clothes?
Well, what about the whole LARPing idea? Remember that? The bar live role playing? We could just do that at the same time.
LARPing.
Remember LARPing?
Oh, LARPing. Yeah.
LARPing.
Bar LARPing.
Yeah. Bar LARPing.
Bar LARPing. We had a...
That was awesome, though.
Yeah.
I lumped this in with that.
Well, explain more
got,
of this LARPing.
Wizard clothes underneath your coats, and then the wizard appears.
Wow, this is what happens when you have two phone guests.
Well, you're going to hear more about it when Brandon and I reveal the Urban Renaissance Fair 2014 coming early spring.
Really?
Ooh.
And it will feature
falconry.
It will feature blarping and falconry.
Oh man! Well, hey, Brandon and Montana, thanks for joining us.
Fireball.
We're gonna let the calls go. Thanks for joining, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. That's a wrap on the phone guest.
All right, so I think we've got that was a resounding no. I mean, is there any bar? Do we have any more resources? Anybody?
The new barbecue bar on Bleecker, or I don't know what the fuck is the address. Falco, you said you knew.
The pig place.
Yeah, I think they're listed.
Arrogant
as
Swine?
Arrogant Swine.
Arrogant
Down
Swine.
Down on Morgan.
Or no. I know what you're talking about. The one with booby trap.
Yeah, I think they're listed as first.
Did we call?
Couldn't get in touch.
Okay.
Also, couldn't find one person to take the pro stance here.
Yeah.
We tried really hard.
It was a very unscientific, informal survey, but I think we can without a doubt say that 100% of Bushwick bar owners do not want SantaCon 2014 coming to patronize us,
yeah.
If you will.
I haven't heard anything from anyone in our bar at King's. Nobody's. Nobody
they're,
is
they're
excited
terrified.
About this yet.
I mean, and you guys, you know, I mean, you're the host of the world's smallest penis contest.
Right,
it's
Brooklyn's all about.
Smallest. It's not the world's smallest.
Oh, sorry. The Brooklyn's smallest.
No, but we do Brooklyn's smallest penis pageant every year. Like, we are a big fan of silly, fun events.
Yeah.
But we are not just for wanton destruction.
Yeah.
I think the main difference is, yeah, we do crazy events and we get drunk and we like to have fun, but
we're good at it.
We're good at it.
Yeah.
And we do it with people in the community. We don't just show up at like someone else's party, get drunk, break their toilet, puke all over the place, and then walk out and let them clean up the mess.
Yeah. I mean, and I think to me, like, I was a bartender too for many years, but and there's always a, it's, there's always, you know, when you're bartending and there's a big crowd in there and a lot of them are really drunk, there's like at some point you look to your fellow bartender and you go, you know, if they ever realized how many of them there were and how many of us
versus
there were,
us,
they
yes.
could just string us up, take the money, take all the booze. We'd be, you know, we wouldn't stand a chance. There's a crowd psychology that you have to be able to divide and conquer that crowd. So when they're all when people come together in a group and they're in uniforms, they're empowered.
Right. The Ku Klux Klan does that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And they have pointy hats too. There it is. So, I mean, I think that's one of the big things that is where, you know, the problems run in is it's like you get these groups of people and they come in and they feel like they're in charge.
They're safe. Like the anonymity of the red suit. Like
yeah.
they can be as big
anonymous,
a douchebag.
And yeah. they have no connection to the neighborhood. You mentioned Bushwick Open Studios before. That brings a ton of people in. But the organizers of that are very well entrenched in the community and everyone's pretty respectful. This is like the opposite thing where no one gives a shit about this neighborhood. They just show up and
take a dump on our lives.
Yeah, and that's something this neighborhood is all proud of, the arts community and the idea is like we want people to come into the studio on this day and look at the art.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you guys want people to come from all over New York and come to drink at Kings County and stuff like that and hang out, but at the same time it's like they have to be integrated into that community. They can't just like descend, piss, puke, and leave.
I don't know anybody in this neighborhood that has patience for assholes.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
So that's my call.
My call is that it won't happen. I think it's not going to happen. They can't. It's setting them up for failure.
Yeah, right? I just don't. I also think, too, that there's just a bit. There's a clear problem of infrastructure. There's just not.
They're
going
to break our train stations,
bars.
Too. We're not going to be able to leave.
Jesus.
Yeah. This is a call to the MTA to shut the L train down that weekend.
Yeah, make it one of those L train repair weekends.
Yeah,
totally.
For real.
You want to see those shuttle buses close?
Oh, good God.
Get them on the bus. Get them out of here.
Oh, man. Well, Brandon did text back. He felt bad about being let go on the phone. He had one final statement.
Uh-oh.
And it was, why don't they do something cool like Bikini Con?
Yes.
Brandon's closing thoughts.
I agree wholeheartedly. And if there's a Santa who comes to Roberta's with a bikini underneath, we're going to have a full review of our policy.
I think there'll be plenty of slutty Santas coming over this way.
Well, welcome to Bushwick.
All right, I think that's a wrap on SantaCon. Hey, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah, good job, Jack. That was good. Thanks a lot for coming, guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
And that's the final word on SantaCon. This has been Roberta's Radio. You can tune in every week, Tuesday, 7 p.m., heritageradionetwork.org, or iTunes, or Stitcher, or any other cool podcasting app. We'll see you guys next week. I think Eric and Zorm are back. And that's a wrap.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.